Hello guys, welcome to the Otaku Reaper podcast, episode 24. Here's your host, Ben Ford, as always, and Kelvin, the co-host.
Yay, the co-host. I'm impressed that you know what number we're on, Ben.
I don't, but, you know, I'm just gathering because we did have a pre-recorded one before, and it's not on me name yet. Yeah.
It hasn't?
Nope.
Oh.
You did, you put the other one up, but you didn't put, oh, what's it called? You didn't put the one we did recently.
Oh, okay. I will have to find that. I thought we were all up to date. Oh dear.
Yeah, I think that one you put up was the older one.
Blast it. Right.
Yeah, that was the episode which was like, okay, you can hear my mother in the background, yay!
We will have to figure this out once we finish this one.
No, it's all cool. It's all good. It's all good. But this episode, I don't know what we're going to be talking about. Probably manga and whatever we want, because it's a whatever show.
Yay!
Well, except for I'm not talking about politics and about Obama being in my country for 2 weeks, making my life live in hell to get on the bus. Yay!
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. Go back to the US, you disgusting piece of shit.
Nah,
that was bad. That was bad. I'm sorry. Obama, can you please just leave my country, please? Please.
Better, Ben, better.
Yeah, like, Obama, just leave my country, okay? Because I just want to get on the bus, you know, I don't want to be, like, 20 minutes late and getting into trouble. Okay? Thank you, Obama. Thank you.
I'm sure he listens to our show.
Yeah, he probably will, and he probably go, well, Ben, you're this a disgusting person, and get off. I'm just going to find out what JT listens to it. He's going to give me a lot of hate mail, but whatever. I don't know. I doubt it. But yeah, that's our episode, and no politics, you know, that stays out the door, I guess.
Yeah, probably best that way.
Yeah, because anyways, we'll have the Tories, how they go to us, all this stuff, and yeah, we just don't want to do it. So let's just get on with it, shall we?
Fair enough.
Before I put more stuff in the sand. Okay, let's start with the manga talk, yeah!
Yay!
Okay, hi guys, welcome to the manga talk. We're actually going to be talking about a very serious anime manga series called what manga do we want to talk about first, Calvin? Rack.
Put me on the spot, why don't you?
I'll carry on. we'll talk about a series called Black Lagoon. No, we won't be talking about that. We'll be talking about Naruto. Okay. We'll talk about Naruto. You can carry on now, Calvin. Okay. I don't know why I was talking stupid, but carry on.
Sure, it's your radio presenter voice.
Yes.
So, I can't remember where we were last time. We never do. What's important is...
God damn it.
What happened this week? No, it doesn't matter. All that's important is what happened this week, because it was quite big this week. So, this week, it seems probably quite a big spoiler if you haven't read it yet, and... judging by my previous attempts to put these podcasts out, you probably won't be hearing this for like a month, so it probably won't matter.
It won't be around for like the next 10 years, so it'll be okay.
So, yes. So, anyway, the most recent chapter, as of us recording this, is Team 7 is back all together. Kakashi has both eyes with the Sharingan. Obito has given it to him as his like dying or after death, or I don't know, he came back to life to give him the eyes and then died again. Wish. I don't know exactly what that was. It was annoying. Just like most of the things involving eye powers and Naruto.
Yeah.
So basically, Kakashi has both the eyes of the Sharingan, and he's got the Susanoo thing, the ridiculous like armor.
Oh, the ultimate Susanoo is supposed to be. But it's strong. It's better than Sasuke's and Itachi's power.
Oh, really?
That's what it says.
I missed that one. So yes, he has the ultimate Susanoo.
Stupid, but go on.
And also, Sasuke and Naruto and Don't tell me Sakura. Oral now have all now gotten back together after being sent off to various dimensions and whatnot, and are laying a beat down. Ah, did you hear that sound effect? Upon the all-powerful evil goddess, whose name I can't remember. Ben.
I think it's called Kakuya or something like that. Some stupid.
Yeah, Kakuya. Yeah. Whatever. Basically, the mother of the Sage of Six Paths. So yes. So they've all. They're all. I don't know if they're friends. Hasn't really been. There's actually been an uncharacteristically small amount of friendship talk in these chapters. You know, it hasn't been enough talk no jutsu, in my opinion. What is Naruto really without talk no jutsu? But basically, they're all fighting Kaguya, and the little black shadow thing in her sleeve is like, ah, quick, send spikes at this one. But no, that Naruto is one of his. Kage Bunshin, that's what they call it, isn't it? The shadow clones.
Yeah.
And then, send out this one, but no, Kakashi warps it away to another dimension. And so the final panel in this chapter is just, I'm pretty sure it's Sasuke attacking from one side, Naruto from the other, and Sakura from the top, whilst Kakashi says, ah, Team 7, yay, I love you, or something.
I think what pretty much did happen, Sakura came out from behind because she was not noticing Kakuya and she punched her in the face. I think that's what happened. And she goes, hey, don't you treat me. I'm a woman too, bitch.
Yeah.
Punches her.
Yeah.
That's what pretty much happened.
Don't underestimate me. I'm a woman. Ah, yes. Gender equality at long last in Naruto.
Sexist. Now you're none. And yeah, that pretty much happened and pretty much might get sealed. We'll wonder why. And is this going to be happening? Nope. they're going to keep dragging it on. You're going to smell it.
Well, what I think is going to happen is... what I think is going to happen is that they will defeat Kaguya. Maybe not the next chapter immediately, but eventually they will defeat Kaguya. But then that black shadow in her pocket, or in her sleeve, rather...
Isn't that supposed to be her son or something?
I don't know. It's really confusing. I think maybe it's meant to be... like the Uchiha evilness or whatever, and then Naruto's got the Senju goodness and whatnot. But because I think that was the point, the Senju were the good guys.
Pretty much the Senju and
Uchiha was the bad guy.
The Uchiha were both sons of the same person, and the older son was quite mad because of his father. Wouldn't allow him to be the head of the throne and give it to his younger son. That's what pretty much was the argument there. Well, the whole fighting is over about who gets the main power of the family. I don't know how I know that, by the way, people. I don't know. I've been watching too much crap.
Yeah, so basically that's what I think is going to happen. I think that shadow is going to come out of her sleeve. I think it's going to kill someone. I think it's going to kill one of the four of them.
I think Kakashi's going to die.
No, I think eventually. It's probably going to be Sasuke. I think Kakashi's going to be the next Hokage, and then Naruto will succeed him. He can't kill off Sakura because she's the only girl, so I think it's going to be Sasuke, and then the evilness, the hatred of Sasuke will die and whatnot. Because remember as well, Sasuke made that joke about, I too want to be Hokage now. It's like, what? Why do you want to be Hokage? Can't have that happen. So, yes, I think Sasuke will be killed by the evil shadow thing in her sleeve. That is my prediction.
It could happen. Yeah, that could happen. You never know.
That's Ben's polite way of saying, Calvin, you're an idiot.
No, it could seriously happen, because I think Sasuke is just too emo to, they damage his character, so I really don't care if he died, being honest. I'm not going to be that upset, but it could happen, but honestly... I think even after this fight, I got a funny, funny feeling that a certain snake is going to come hunting after the whole war. Yeah.
Him again?
Yeah. Him being the main villain again. Okay. And they ruined him. I would like to see that happen, but the main royal, I don't see Kaguya ending because the Kages of do it talking to her father. It was in a couple of mangas ago, and they're saying, oh, well, I need my power back, and I can seal her away again. So I'm guessing he's going to be another bleak and evil villain to deal with as well. I don't know. It's not... I just don't know. I The only thing I can probably predict is that she's going to get defeated, and Kakashi will do something and be cool, and Naruto and Sasuke will just fight out again. Because they did say that those two have to fight each other by the Toad Sage's thing.
Yeah. Although, actually, now that you say that, I read something interesting a while ago. Where is it? Let's see if I can find it. Basically, I read this short piece somebody had written about everybody wants to see Naruto and, pardon me, Sasuke have one big final fight. But, Kishimoto? Kishimoto has been doing this thing about, here it is. So, let me read this out. It's a little bit long, but it'll only take a minute or two. So, this is from Manga Stream, one of the online translators, Scandinavian people. And it was written by someone by the name of Adi P. And you can find this on Manga Stream, blah, blah, blah. So, it's titled Naruto, the conflict between the message and the reader's expectations. So, since the beginning of the series, Naruto spread messages against hatred and war. You could notice it already in the first episode, when Naruto declares his wish to be Hokage and prove himself in the eyes of the villagers who hate him, and later on when Iruka accepts Naruto as a human being and not a monster that killed his parents. During the pre-Shippuden arc, these kinds of messages kept popping up on some occasions. For example, Naruto's speech in the Zabuza arc, an attempt to explain that ninjas are people with emotions and not just tools of war. But the important thing for this discussion is the message of the manga was never a main key element in the plot itself at that time. The focus changed during the Shippuden arc, and the message of the series became the main topic of the story. You could see it clearly in the Pain arc and Nagato's ideology of the cycle of revenge. The manga's message, brought to the readers by Naruto, is that hatred and war can be stopped if people choose to cease violence. In this particular case, not killing Nagato and avenging the death of his beloved sensei, or sensei, whatever. Eventually, Naruto beats Nagato by the infamous Let's Talk No Jutsu, which most of the readers feel uneasy with. Now, let's discuss recent events. Since Sasuke's defection from Konoha, the readers expected the manga to end with a final clash to the death between him and Naruto, who both were presented as eternal rivals since their bromance in Episode 3. But it's not going to happen. That line is in bold, but it's not going to happen. Why is that? Mainly because it will contradict the entire message of the manga. This turn of events was hinted since Hashirama's story about the founding of Konoha with Madara in hope to stop the blood spilling between the clans, and became even clearer by Naruto and Sasuke's recent conversation with the Six Paths. In order to achieve peace, the endless fight between Senju and Uchiha must stop. Naruto and Sasuke fighting to the death now would only mean that nothing's changed. So here lies the conflict. What should a writer do? Fulfill the reader's expectations or stick to his message to the end, whether the readers like it or not? So that's the end of it. And I thought that's a fair point, because the whole time it's been this whole, peace, you know, we've got to break the cycle of hatred and revenge. But if there is a big final fight between Naruto and Sasuke, then it's kind of contradicting everything that Kishimoto has written so far. Thoughts, Ben?
I do agree with that, but really, I don't know, because Sasuke could be lying, though, for we know. We did not know his full intentions, do we? We only know that he wants to be good guy again with no reason. Maybe he's lying to betray, you know, he is a snake, you know, at the end of the day. But then again, we could have that final fight if a certain someone got the ability to get inside him. Did the plot happen? Maybe the sun goes inside Sasuke and takes over his body and they have to fight. And
not this again.
Yeah, no, it'd be that bad.
Not more body invasion.
Yeah, we've had that kind of problem so much in life, but I don't think they'll do that because... Again, the Toe Sages thing wasn't that either. They just said that those two with the eyes do something together or something. Didn't say they were fighting, though. So maybe that was their philosophy. Maybe that wasn't about fighting. Maybe they're meant to team up together, be friends again, and kill this evil thing. Would it be good to see them fight? Maybe, if they're fighting for the Hokage, but it's not like a death match. Kind of thing, because Konohamaru is supposed to be Hokage at some point in the future. Probably not. But it'd be interesting to see where those two will lie after the whole arc, because those two don't get along.
No.
So we'll say, hey, I'm going to be Hokage. No, I'm going to be Hokage. Then let's fight it out. Okay. Remember, don't use the Sharingan. You know, don't cheat now. Come on. But then again, though, would either one of them be allowed to be Hokage at this point? Because they're gods. It makes no sense.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be something. There's something where the only way to defeat Kaguya is to sacrifice all of their power. And then they become ordinary human beings and blah, 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 blah. Remember the thing? One of the things I used to think was really cool was back one of the first times you met Itachi. One of the first times Kakashi met Itachi. And what do you call the second stage of the Sharingan?
Crap, is it Monkey Q Sharingan?
The weird, strange, hard to pronounce thing. Mangekyou or something.
Mangekyou Sharingan, I think it is, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. it's strange. But the first time, whenever Itachi used that, and Kakashi went, "Ah, Itachi! It's like, is your eyesight beginning to go?" And there was this whole thing about if they use the eye powers too much, then eventually they go blind. It's like, what? It's just completely gone. It's like, because they've been using the eye powers non-stop for like the past 100 chapters, and nobody's going blind. It's like, that was a really cool thing, because it's like, ah, it's only so much, and you know, they're inherently flawed, but no, as ever, just keep using it, nobody cares.
Also, I kind of find this to be interesting. I know that we're talking about Naruto back in the past, but if you remember the first time Kakashi and Itachi fought each other, he could have quite easily killed him. He wouldn't need to just carry on. He could have just killed him there and then. He didn't have to just go, okay, I'm just going to torture you for a bit and then put you back out. Because he could have just quite easily wiped him and everyone out, because he's just that strong. But I'm guessing it was more of, I don't want to hurt the fellow villagers. I love the villagers. I like Kakashi so much. He's my friend. But Kakashi thought you was a traitor. So, okay. Okay there, Itachi. I know you overlove the villagers, but you're still a traitor, though, to them. So you kind of have to, you know, you spare the truth a bit. But yeah, I think that's sort of much we need to talk about the manga. Because, it's a long going series. And it looks like it's not going to end until at least next year at some point. That's my prediction, because he said that he's not finished with it yet, so I'm guessing even if this act is finished, there's going to be something. Hopefully, maybe their one wish could be that none of them gets the chakra anymore and stops that. Then that's how the world is fine again.
Well, the thing is, you're right, I think it probably will still be going next year, because if it's a weekly series, the absolute most chapters you could ever put out would be 52. Or is it 52? 52, 54, 56, something like that. Mm. I don't know how many weeks are in a year. blah, blah, blah. But point being, it always takes loads of breaks. Anyway, Shonen Jump. So if you think about it, I mean, really, you might get at most another 45. You get 45 chapters in a year. We're over halfway through the year. So that's like, what, another 20 or so chapters? I think it'll easily still be going. So, yeah, you're quite right. It'll probably still be going on next year.
Yay.
That was the most defeated yay I have ever heard.
Because it's just, I love Naruto, but it needs to end. It's just going on so long. They said that, like, this war is going to be the last thing they ever do, and it's still going on. But on the other hand, Bleach has been a lot better.
Yes, this most recent chapter. I think in Bleach, the best characters are clearly like the mad scientists, so Urahara and, what do you call him, Mayuri Kuratsuchi?
Yeah, that's one.
The most recent chapter, was it at the end of it? Was it at the end of the chapter where there's just this massive picture of Mayuri just like laughing at Hitsugaya? It's just, his massive, scary, striped face. Yeah. Just exactly what point in time did I administer the drug to you? And he's just got this terrifying grin on his face. Yeah. It has. I think Bleach has some excellent characters, even if the story is even slower than Naruto, which is saying something.
And the best thing, though, about Bleach, they do it timely. Like, they're not so over-rushing a certain act, and they keep it to maybe 3 or 4 chapters on one person. which is good enough, because if you leave it too long, then it's going to get so pointless. But if you only put like two or one chapter on that person, then it's overly rushed. So that was a good move on their part to time it right. And to be honest, he's been pretty solid. He hasn't done nothing dumb, and it was enjoyable. And to be honest, the medicine thing was kind of funny. Saying, well, I put this drugs in you, I put that drug in you, and this drug in you, and after the next one, you're going to die for 30 seconds. You will die. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's just like, Kurosuchi's so happy now that now that he has a captain to experiment on. It's like, this is brilliant. I've always wanted to experiment on someone in the Gotei 13. It's just, Kurosuchi going mad with power.
Well... He said, it's all good for the Serite. Not really.
Oh, yeah, it's all for the sake of the Serite. Yeah, because if you remember back in the Turn Back the Pendulum arc, he was locked up in some prison, and Urahara went and got him out. So he's clearly completely evil and insane. Okay, maybe not evil, he's completely neutral. He just likes doing science. I think that's the best way of putting it.
True, that's pretty much him in a nutshell. And to be honest, I kind of don't want to see the Ichigo versus the Father Act anytime soon. I just want to watch like stuff like that. Just watch like little side characters who get more time. Because let's face it, who cares about Ichigo really? No one. Let's face it.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be over, you know, at some point. This is the final arc. So this is the last chance to enjoy these strange characters. So.
Yeah, and I'm guessing Ichigo is going to be the new leader of the whole Bleaking Serite. That's where it looks like it's leaning towards as well.
I think maybe Yuhabak or Yawak or whatever they're calling now is going to get up to the, well, he is up actually. He's already up to the Holy Realm or whatever it's called. He's going to defeat the current Soul King. He's going to become immensely powerful. And then Ichigo is going to defeat back, and then he's going to become the new Soul King.
Well, that could be interesting, because they did say in one of the mangas that Ichigo can no longer come back into the Earth.
Oh, yeah, he's that's too right. Powerful. Yeah, the new the new Captain Commander. I can't remember his name.
Number 8. No, this one.
No, it's the new. Yeah, he was number 8, but
yeah.
Now he's the number 1.
Yeah, he just told him, like, hey, he's not going to be able to come back to Earth because he's too powerful. If he comes back, he's going to kill everyone because he's just too powerful. And if you want to meet him, you can go into the Serite. Boom. Okay, you can come to see the Soul King. Hey, he's more than welcome to see fellow peasants to say hello. When he just kill him with the power he's got, there's no point.
I completely forgot about that. Good point. So yeah, so Bleach, again, we didn't really, we just kind of laughed at Kurosuchi there. But yeah, basically in the most recent chapter, hits a guy as a zombie. Hits a guy as a zombie, and he's fighting Kurosuchi, or Mayuri, whichever you want to call him, and he's winning. He's beating Mayuri, and then suddenly everything started over again, and they're right back to this moment where, well, what's exactly is he saying?
He's saying that he's going through future. Like each time he's killing him, the more times he's going to go back to that spot.
Yeah. Oh no. Well,
he's stuck in time.
Yeah. First of all, Tetsugaya keeps looping back to this bit where Miyuri's saying, "I have quite a few drugs I want to test on you. Would you be willing to take some now?" Tetsugaya's like, "What's going on?" And then the explanation of what is actually happening is really weird. Let's see. Next page. In your case, yeah, he says, "I've given you the ability to see back into the past. Each time you reach a certain point in this battle, you will find yourself sent back to a set place in time. And that certain point is the part where you kill me." So does that mean that he has killed Mayuri? He just keeps, his mind keeps being forcibly, being forced to remember at the start of the battle, or I don't understand.
I think it's a hallucinations that I think he's saying he's using a lot of drugs, like he's into the future. Like if he continues to kill him, in a sense, he's going to be paralyzed because it's just going to be like a repetition of the same thing. I think there's something like that. He was mentioning that if he carries on doing the same thing, he's never gonna, he's just gonna repeat the same thing. And I think if he continues, what was it? I think he said that the only way he can stop him is if he defeats him.
Yeah, it says, put simply, if you don't kill me, your future will be set to continue indefinitely. If you do kill me, your future stops right there. Isn't that a dilemma? Oh, so, oh, I think maybe what's happening is every time... No, that wouldn't make sense. No, I have no idea. I thought I understood there, but no, I don't.
I think you say, like, if you kill him 10 times as well, he's going to be paralyzed for 30 seconds. And when did I minister the drugs in you?
So if you've gone back more than 10 times, there will be serious side effects, he says.
Yeah, and he felt them and he's on the ground. And
that terrifying picture of him just in his massive teeth, just laughing at Hitsugaya while he's lying on the floor. So, yeah, Bleach is good. The thing is, I think part of the reason why we're a bit more sympathetic to Bleach and not Naruto is because we don't really expect as much from Bleach. We know it's slow. But on the other hand, Naruto, it's like, you were good. You were really good before, and now you're just really disappointing.
I wouldn't say is that. It's just like Bleach is just easier to read. Because you're expecting what you're going to get from it, and most of the time you can skip through most of the stuff. There's not much writing there. With Naruto, like, the creative is just dumb, to be honest. It's just like, well, okay, we're going to put this, we're going to put another loophole over this loophole, then they're going to make a pointless character be turned into another direction. Then another character turns into a hypocrite and goes and sacrifices himself, as all that stuff is weird. There's too many loopholes in Naruto recently. With Bleach, it's just one direction they're going towards, and that's it. And that's the best thing about it. There's not much of a swerve as they do with Sage Bleach. And plus, the writing there is pretty good most of the time.
Indeed.
Because Bleach is just dumb, really. It really is. It's just easier to read, as I said. It's more fun. And One Piece is just One Piece. It's just that good.
One Piece is just mountains of text, but a good story. I mean, are we talking about One Piece now?
Well, if you want to.
Yeah, I really want Bartolomeo to join the Straw Hats. You know, the guy with the barrier ability?
Yeah.
I really like him. He's funny. He's completely obsessed with Luffy. And he's got a really cool devil fruit power. I really like this barrier power. And also apparently, what else happened? Apparently it looks as though Cavendish's horse is actually dead. So something has actually died in One Piece. What?
Well, nothing. Chris Boyle, what happened before about a certain fire person? Very warm. Very good about him. There's been some deaths we've had. It just haven't happened recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually a case of... Actually, I think that fight, the battle at Marineford, is that, like, the only point in the series that someone has actually died? Because remember that bit in the way back in the Alabasta arc, where the crocodile had put a huge bomb in the clock tower, and that guy who could turn into a vulture or a falcon or something picked it up and flew away into the sunset, and it exploded, and he sacrificed himself. But no, he was fine. He was alive. It turned out he was, you know, fine. So people don't usually die in.
I think Crocodile died.
No, Crocodile's still alive, isn't he?
Is he? Oh, okay.
Crocodile fought at Marineford. Remember, he was locked up in Impel Down.
Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention because Crocodile's just crap. I just don't like him.
He does have a giant golden hook for a hand.
Yeah, that's why. I think the other person who died was Whitebeard. Because he died from Blackbeard, didn't he? So.
Yes, seeing as we're talking spoilers now, yeah.
We don't need, like, what death, you know.
Yep, no, fair enough. Fair enough.
You know. He didn't die, yep, he died from a heart attack, okay? He died from a heart attack, because he's old, okay? That's what happened in One Piece, okay? He died from a heart attack. And, his fellow captains, Pyrus, chucked him in the sea, and he got eaten by the sharks that needed the food.
Okay, then. Okay, that's enough nonsense for one day, Ben.
Okay. I was trying to make more sense of the situation, but okay, I was sulk and cry.
Yeah. But anyway, so basically nobody ever dies except for Marine Ford and the next big battle, whatever that happens to be. But, anyway, in this chapter, they're just running up to the next level, the third level or something, and actually not really a massive amount happened. But whenever not much happens, it's just fun to watch anyway. So Robin did her big, yes, our captain is worth betting our lives on. And then she did that giant hand thing that she does. Sabo was fighting Fujitora, who used some kind of gravity sword thing and like decimated the buildings.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely certain what his power is now. We thought he could summon meteors, but maybe he just uses gravity and like pulls them down from outer space. That would
could he be psychic or something? I'm guessing his power is just more of he can just control probably like the earth or something, like can be able to just manipulate gravity maybe. I don't know. They never explained him well, to be honest.
Yeah, well, he's a new character, so
we'll find out soon enough.
So, and finally, Rebecca is up in the level 4 Sunflower Fields. And it's Diamante, I think, is this character. It's called Diamante. Diamante, she tries to hide in the sunflowers. Diamante takes a massive sword swipe at her, knocks her to the ground. And he's about to shoot her when suddenly Soldier San appears.
Yay.
With his one leg, he can somehow get around faster than anybody else on one leg. He is the ultimate soldier. He's kind of like the old the Shanks thing, where can you imagine how powerful Shanks would be if he hadn't lost?
Oh, damn. Yep. If he lost his arm, he would have... Well, to be honest, he did outsmart Whitebeard when those two went at it. Like, he just used one sword and they both timed the same. So he probably could have killed the Whitebeard if he wanted to, if he had two hands.
Yeah.
So, that's true.
But there you go. It's just one of those things where he's incredibly powerful, but with a handicap. And at the end of the chapter, Rebecca gives the keys to the Sea Stone cuffs to Luffy. Luffy releases Trafalgar Law, and they're all... It's really weird if you look at the final page. I noticed this. If you look at the final page, final picture, Diamante is at the back and they're all, Luffy, Diamante and Law are all looking outwards towards the reader. But all the characters who are meant to be there, I mean, at the very front, imagine the five characters who are up in the sunflower fields at the moment are Rebecca, Luffy, Law, Soldier San and Diamante. Luffy and Law are at the front, so they're not looking at anyone. They're just looking forward at no one, saying, "Free at last! We made it to level 4. Mingo's here." It's like, but who are you talking to?
It's themselves.
It's not like they're like, if they had been looking at Diamante, it's fine. But just, they're all looking outwards towards the reader. Strange. But, that's mini rant over.
I agree with you. They do us a lot. One Piece, they need to understand that you can't talk to yourself, you know, you just can't, you know, it makes you look stupid. Come on, people, it just makes no sense.
So now, yes, Law's free, so I'm looking forward to the next chapter. Should be good.
Yeah, they should be good, and hopefully they build up more towards whatever they're going towards.
whatever they're building towards in 500 chapters time.
Yeah, I hope they do that at some point, because we want to know what the One Piece actually is, because we haven't know what the One Piece is yet. But I do agree that while you're mentioning about the guy who was attracted to Luffy, he's probably going to be going with them to the ship, more than likely. The case is going to be that.
Yeah, because we haven't had a new crew member since Brook. So where is Brook? We haven't seen Brook in ages. I think he's with Usopp, maybe?
Probably, because Usopp needs help all the time. He's the credit of the series, people.
Indeed.
Well, he's always the one that literally falls into trouble, but can fight. So.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. I still haven't watched Dragon Ball, but I have seen the abridged series, and I know how useless Krillin is. So.
Well, let's watch the one now. What's it called? Android 17 and 18. He's just doing obviously throwing the green beans at people going,
oh yeah,
green bean. And smacked it on the back of the head.
Ah, what do you call this?
It's them, he's throwing them, and he's mega useless when Android 18 just comes up to him and just kisses on the cheek. See ya. Coward, I would have just fought off and risked myself, you know. Yeah. But yeah.
How did we start talking about Dragon Ball? Oh yeah, it's One Piece. Anyway, so yeah, that was the chapters for the week. So, yep, they were good.
Yep, that's the three chapters of the month. Dun-dun-dun. Well, we could talk about Claymore, but that hasn't been much been happening.
No, just more. Yay, fighting Priscilla.
Well, there's been that, and it's been close to Priscilla's going to die.
Yeah, and also, whatchamacallit? What do you call, not Claire, the other one, the one who's now taken over her body?
Oh, Tucilla.
What?
I think it was like Tucilla or something. Tabitha, maybe. It was something like that.
I don't remember. Well, anyway, now... No, hang on, this is going to annoy me. But, Claire, hang on. Google. Claymore. I see. Claymore. Claire. And. Teresa.
Yeah.
Teresa, faint smile. That's it. Teresa has awakened. Ah! And now, her awakened body is pretty much exactly the same, except that she has wings. that's pretty much it.
And one thing you got to remember? She's never ever used her awakened power as much before. She's only used an inch of her power just to defeat him the second one at a time when she's been assassinated. Attempted assassination, I guess you could say. So technically.
Well, she had her hands and head cut off, so that's.
Mm.
Assassination, yeah, probably works.
Well, she was awakened, though. That's not fair, you know. I mean, like when she was. When number two wasn't awakened yet, she wasn't really using her full power.
Yeah.
But now she's using her full power, so she could win. I don't know. I really don't care either, to be honest.
But we said last time that Claymore is a good, solid series.
Oh, Claymore is a good, solid series. I just don't care about... Well, she's been defeated. It's just all the hate of her and Priscilla, that's all I'm saying. I just want it to end. That bit end. Then Priscilla and... Claire to be together again.
Yeah.
Well, likely.
But yeah, so not much happened in Claymore this week.
Well, Claymore hasn't had a chapter this month, really. Yeah,
month.
So
it did.
Well, they did. I must have missed it. I think it was where they were still fighting and they fully awakened again.
Maybe it didn't. Hang on. July 30th, August 2nd. Let's see, Claymore 153, last page. Yeah, this month's chapter was the one where she got her wings.
Oh, okay. I must have... Yeah, I probably did watch that and read that then.
It happened so long ago.
Yeah, it happened so long ago, you think it's like months ago.
Yeah.
So you better get and forget people. If you want to donate to Seen Live People, please donate to helpmail.com. But yeah, let's move on to what we've been doing lately. And
okay.
Whatever. Hey guys, now it's time to for us to talk about stuff we've been doing lately. I think I may as well go first because Kelvin's always been taking the limelight. So because I haven't got anything much to talk about really, so I may as well have me doing it because you know Kelvin, you know, always bullies me and stealing my lunch money. As we've been talking about late break, you know, he's a bully. Kelvin, you got anything to say about that?
Nothing. I can't even form words. That's how hurt I am.
So gremlin. So you're basically a gremlin then. Okay. I'll just carry on because we don't want to be that unprofessional. I am a professional. What I'm talking about. But yeah, the games I've been playing. Because yeah, I'll talk about the TV and anime in a minute. I've been playing something called Telltale Games stuff, and yeah, when you buy it from Steam, it's like £115, and I was like, yeah, do I really want to buy this? Yes, I do. And yeah, it's enjoyable, but also the money-wise, I did play the game called Law and Order: The Legacies. What that is, it's pretty much what it is. It's about you being a police officer who's going back from his past to sort out a crime that he failed to do. And it leads into that to find out who was the one who killed the Jogger's case was called. I'm pretty bad at remembering it. It's like it was the Jogger's case where one person got killed, and his girlfriend at the time has amnesia, and she was the only sole survivor. And that crime happened in 1995, and it was one of the failed cases of the main character. He comes back and does a case, and it leads into, again, as I said, it leads back into who was the one who called the assassin. And it's actually a pretty fun build-up story, and also you have the lawyers as well, who you also be involved in, so you can say if Calvin was swearing at me and lying, I say, Your Honor, he's badgering, and the judge will be on my side because he's doing that. So that is a pretty fun game. It's kind of like L.A. Noire, but with the lawyers involved, so that was a pretty fun game. What else have I been playing? I played The Walking Dead Season 2. I played up to the recent episode. That time recording was Episode 4. And the next episode is coming out next Tuesday, but I'm not overly impressed on the last episode, only because the writing of it wasn't that good. It was okay. It felt as if they were in a rush to put this out, and four deaths happened, without spoiling it. One of them happens from episode 3, and the other 3 are pretty much from that episode, so you will take that for what it is. One death made no sense to me because of there was no point of killing him off because there was nothing he was doing recently in the episodes. The other death made sense because she was she didn't have the understanding of how to survive, so that made sense for her death to happen. And the other death, well, this makes no sense. It just made no sense. But whatever, you know, I'm not a creator for Telltale. They can do whatever they want. They, you know, they got so much money for doing the Walking Dead series, so, you know. But I will say the best thing about it really is the well voice acting of the series, and how the other part of the story was well done, because it's leading into episode 5, which is going to be interesting to find out. I did make a prediction on YouTube what's going to happen, and I want that to happen, and it's more likely will happen. Not 80% sure it will. So, yeah, that's without spoiling much. And I've been playing a game called Poker Knight 2. Poker Knight 2 in the inventory, which is a fun little poker game. It's pretty cheap. You can get it for like £4. It does help if you buy the Borderlands 2. Hint, hint, Steam, I'm giving you hints there. You can buy that. And you have like extra skins if you buy it from it. And Claptrap's in it, so if people like Claptrap, you know. One of the funniest jokes ever is when Steve is, you know, where Claptrap loses, Steve will go, "Hey-o," and then he just goes, "Shut the fuck up, Steve." And people say, "I'm annoying," then walks off. So that was the funniest joke ever on that game, but it's still a funny game, and the interaction between each character is excellently done, so it's worth the money just to see it. But the only downside to those two games, it's the repetition of the jokes, but it's, you know, for what it is, it's still worth the money to me. As for anything anime wise, I've watched maybe an episode of Supernatural, the anime series, and I thought it was okay. And trying to find Psycho Pass has been a pain in the backside to try and find, so pretty much that's all I've been watching lately. So go ahead, Calvin.
Okay, well, so since last time, the last time that we spoke, I don't know if you've heard this podcast yet or not, people, because apparently it never came out. But it did happen. Ben and I agreed that I would watch Black Lagoon and he would watch Psycho Pass. Unfortunately, Ben couldn't find the English dub of Psycho Pass. So instead of that, I just watched Black Lagoon, English dub. And unfortunately, Ben, I'm sorry to have to say this, but I didn't like it too much.
No!
It really wasn't my... I just didn't like it. Not my cup of tea. Probably because there was no story of any sort. There was no overarching story. There was just, you know, there was a story for four episodes and then a completely different story for another four episodes and then...
I get what you mean from that. No, it's not really like that. It's more like it's more of really, it's about the grain of what the world is like, really, from the outside in.
Yeah, it's more about the characters than some, you know, great mission that they have to accomplish. But I mean, the voice acting is fine, good. You know, people say they don't like English dubbing. I thought it was perfectly fine. It was good.
I swear, be no gem.
What else? Yeah, the story. You know, lots of gun action and all that, explosions and stuff. I thought it got better whenever Remy started to warm up a bit towards Rock. Whenever she hit Rock in the beginning, it was quite hard to watch because it was just this really unpleasant woman constantly whining on to this guy who didn't want to be where he was. So, you know, once she finally started to like him, it was particularly when they had some, they had a big fight in the middle of a street at a cafe or something. She suddenly pulled out her gun and was like, "Ah, I'm going to shoot you if you don't shut up." And he's like, "Fine, shoot me, see if I care." Yeah.
That
was, from that point on, she kind of warmed up to him a bit. But, overall, I still haven't seen the Roberta's Blood Trail?
Yeah, I think it's like the OVAs.
Yeah, I haven't seen those yet. I can't imagine they'll change my opinion too much. I'll watch them at some point.
I would say watch the one with, also like the little boy who's built into it. The ending I didn't like really. Where it was like the two clans going at each other. That was just stupid.
Yeah.
How the woman just decides to kill herself. It's like, well, but it makes sense though, you know. I just didn't enjoy that. But there was a funny arc where the child gets kidnapped by the Black Lagoon squad and the maid woman is just like a very like Nazi Russian. It just looked funny as hell.
Yeah.
That was kind of hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, there were... I didn't dislike it. It was just... I just found it a bit boring overall.
I'm going to have to burn you alive.
Sorry, Ben.
No, I'm joking. It's your opinion, though. You know, everyone's entitled to it. And, you know, again, it's... I wouldn't say it's the best anime in the world, but it's just... You know, it's more about the characters as it is to do with the story, really. And that's maybe the downside to it. Again, I... Yeah. I haven't watched it in a while, so I can't really say much. So, it was... To me, it was a good show. So, it might not be fun to Colin, who likes, you know, like, that kind of... Like, more being story-driven.
Well, again, it's probably, as I said to you before... As I said to you before we were recording, it probably had a bit to do with... remember a couple of weeks ago I watched Psycho-Pass, which I really, really enjoyed, and then K, I watched immediately afterwards, and it just... was quite disappointing. It just wasn't as good.
Yeah, and that's that's the problem, maybe, because you're more focused on, okay, I want a really good story-driven, criminal-style story, or maybe just a good story-based show, which...
Yeah, Psycho-Pass was, you know, it was all about its story, you know. It was mainly about this main thing that, you know, the characters are trying to accomplish and blah, blah, blah. So it was very story-driven, whereas... Going to then Black Lagoon, where it's like there's no real aim. They're just that's kind of the thing about the characters. As well, they don't have any aim. They're just drifting about the South Asian seas and whatnot. You know, I can't remember the name of the town that they always go back to.
I don't know. It's something crap. You know, it's a bad area though. But still, it's kind of like it's kind of true to what things were like. It's also, like a certain area, like there's pirates and they kidnap people, and it's kind of like, well, the real world is not always clean and bright. Like, there are people, like, organizations like that in this world, and that's what I think they're trying to maybe go towards, maybe. I don't know. It seems to me that they're maybe going towards, like, well, hey, this does happen, so, you know, Gate, you just have to prepare yourself, be more careful towards people and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, anything in life can change you in an instant. I felt sorry for the main female character, though, the way she was suffering, though. I think that's where I felt, you know, okay, I give in to your hate.
Yeah, I mean, the it follows the manga very closely. Mm. I think, actually, the series ends, the second barrage ends at, like, chapter 33 or something of the manga. So I'd probably read it. I'd probably, you know, read it at some point. But, yeah, meh. So... Yeah, what else have I done? Oh yeah, that's what we were doing. We were talking about what we were doing recently.
Yes.
Ow. So yes, what else? In terms of anime, I've started watching Evangelion, Neon Genesis Evangelion, the original, like the really old with the really old dub, which isn't that great, but I expect Evangelion to be quite conversation heavy. So I don't really feel like reading tons of subtitles, so I'll put up with what even I can see is a bad dub, because it's just really annoying, whingy voices.
Yeah.
Quite bad translation, things like that. I don't care. I'll get the gist of the story. And in the meantime, I've only watched two episodes. So, funny thing was, I've actually seen the first episode about three times, because I've tried to start getting into it before, and then I just kind of gave up. But this time, whenever I got to the second episode, I discovered that there was, like, a penguin in it, which was strange, because I thought Evangelion was meant to be super serious. But no, he's living with a girl with a penguin. So that's a weird one. So I will finish it, because it's meant to be, you know, oh, it's a classic, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But,
Galvin, I'll give you some advice. When people claim it's a classic,
probably not.
Modern Times is not. When people claim it's the best anime ever, Modern Times then it isn't. I used to when people say that, like, it's a good show, but you can't say it took three endings. You know, they had to do three endings.
Yeah, so
that says something, dude. That should say something to most people. Like, okay, maybe the ending's not that good. Maybe the story's not that driven. But you again, a classic is usually something that you can still watch today. If you were to watch that now, it probably wouldn't be that interesting. I'm not saying it's bad, I'm just saying that you should be prepared that it's not a classic.
Oh yeah.
I think people's opinions on that is kind of slim to me.
I know what you mean, because I think I mentioned last time we had a podcast, I watched Akira for the first time.
Yeah, you're saying that, you just didn't get into it.
No, I just found it a bit boring, and I didn't like the ending, and, you know, it's supposed to be a classic, but, so yeah, I'm fully prepared. The only thing about Akira was the animation held up quite well. It still looked nice, whereas the animation in this, meh. So
I think that, though, I think Akira was before Evangelion. I'm not too sure, probably wasn't, but Evangelion probably had a less budget problem, probably. Because Akira came from a manga first, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was usually from a manga first. They usually get more of a budget, more likely. More sponsors to put out on the show. But
yeah, well, if the manga sells well, then it's, you know, they imagine that they'll make a fair amount of money back. Where if it's, you know, a brand new series, then a bit more of a risk. But, yeah. So, whatever. I will watch it because I want to see it. But I'm not expecting it to be the greatest thing I've ever seen. So yeah, and apart from that, the only other thing that I've done anime and manga related is I've started reading Blue Exorcist.
How's that?
It's good. I am enjoying it. The thing is, music.
Sorry, people.
An ice cream van. Is that an ice cream van? Answer me, Ben. Yeah. That is amazing.
It's sorry, people. I think I should make a technical note. People need to understand. I'm using speakers, I'm not using a headset, because my sound card is destroyed.
Ben, yeah. You do not need to apologize for the sign of an ice cream truck.
I know, but I can remember when we did a show before and we just heard it from the background in October. What is an ice cream truck in October?
But, so Blue Exorcist. Blue Exorcist was actually the first anime I watched subbed, because back in the days of the Great Shonen, JT got me to watch it. And it was actually also the first series that I watched simulcast, or have you pronounced it?
Simulcast.
Yeah, first series that I watched as it was coming out, sort of which I didn't realize at the time. First series I watched subbed and the first series I watched as it was coming out in Japan. And the anime follows the manga for about the first four volumes, I want to say. Yeah, the first four volumes. It's exactly the same. But then it branches off, and I think that's like the first 18 episodes or so, or maybe it's fewer than that, but of the anime. So I'm now at the bit. I am at the bit where the anime and the manga diverge. And the thing was, I was really blasted through the previous chapters because, you know, I'd seen it already and it was really good. I'd really enjoyed it. But now this new arc, there's actually a note from the author. I think it's Kazui Kato. At the end of the chapter before this arc that I'm on begins, saying, "I'm about to begin a really long story arc. I hope people stick with it." I was like, yeah, I've read about the first four chapters of it, and it's slow. It is already slow, but I'm going to stick with it. You know, I have enjoyed it so far. So, for those who don't know, Blue Exorcist is about the story of Rin Okamura, a teenager, 16 years old, I believe, who discovers one day that he is the child of Satan.
Satan.
There are apparently a few, such as his twin brother Yukio.
Yeah.
And then there's also other demons, high-level demons, like I think it's like Amaimon. It's pronounced Demon of the Earth.
Yeah.
And then it's also suggested that this is pretty early on, so it's a bit of a spoiler, but Mephistopheles is clearly the best character because he's just, again, he's a bit like Mayuri Kurutsuchi from Bleach. He's just, nobody has any idea what the hell he's up to. He's just constantly making contradictory actions. You know, one minute he's helping Rin, one minute he's helping Amaimon, who's supposedly working for Satan. But basically, yeah, so he's supposedly another child of Satan. So basically, it's all about, it's another one of these school series. Rin Okamura and his brother Yukio go off to exorcist school. To learn to be exorcists, to one day defeat Satan, yay! And along the way, they meet friends, they make enemies. He gets a pet cat, who's also a demon. It's good. I'm enjoying it, and I look forward to reading more of it. I hope I can catch up reasonably soon, because it would be good to have another monthly series to read. At the moment, I think I'm reading, the three weekly Shonen Jump series, and then Attack on Titan is monthly and Claymore is monthly. I don't think I read anything else as it comes out. So yeah, if I were to catch up with Blue Exorcist, that would be the sixth series that I'm reading as it comes out. So, yep. So I have watched Black Lagoon, watched Evangelion, watched a bit of Evangelion, read a bit of Blue Exorcist, and that's all the anime and manga that I have participated in this month.
And then talk about games.
Games. I finished
Half-Life 2.
For the fifth time, Half-Life 2. probably more. This is the first time I've played it on Steam. The other times I've always played it on the PS3 as part of the Orange Box. And I'm fairly certain that I noticed some differences this time, because about three or four times whilst playing it, I noticed the G-Man. You know where the G-Man is, don't you, Ben?
Yeah,
you've played it. So I noticed him like up on walkways, walking by or behind windows. And I'm fairly certain that whenever I played it on the PS3, he wasn't there. Because I played it, like I said, about four times on the PS3. And I would have noticed, because this is the first time playing it on PC, I noticed him there. So I assume that the PS3 version was they must have cut things out, such as the G-Man. And I made certain to get all 22 trophies or achievements, so yay! That's like all the crossing the desert sand without disturbing the antlions, and find all the secret caches or whatever they're called, and you know, stuff like that. So yep, that was good, and I'll probably start Half-Life 2 Episode 1 at some point. But I don't know when, because at the moment I'm playing another game, early access game, called Invisible Ink. Stealth game, turn-based stealth game. And it's really, really, really fun. I stayed up until like 3 o'clock in the morning, just this past day, playing it from like 11 o'clock at night. It's really good. It's really hard. It has permadeath. So if one of your agents dies, they're gone for good. And basically, the basic premise of the game is just you start off with 2 secret agents, each with slightly different abilities, and you can choose between a number of different buildings that you want to break into. And you're basically planted on a floor in this building, and then you have to spread out and explore and steal things and don't get caught by the guards. And it's really good stealth, and as we all know, I like stealth. So, it's really good. Early access. And so things will be changing. The thing is, part of the main mechanics of the game is that you only have 72 hours game time, but your missions take place all over the world, in like London and Australia and America, and traveling to each of these locations takes usually about at least 6 hours. Now it can take up to like 16 hours depending on where you want to go, so you don't actually get 72 hours normally. You'll have enough time to play maybe 6 missions. I have not been able to beat the game. I've not been able to beat 6 missions because I keep getting killed by the blasted guards. It's really, really hard because you don't have any health. If the guards see you, they get to shoot you once and that's it. You're dead. You can revive your characters. And I spent literally last night, I spent 2 hours on one level, and it was epic. Because part of the mission was I'd unlocked another agent in a previous mission. So I had 3 agents, and I was breaking into this detention center to rescue someone. And the guy I was rescuing had a really tiny movement range. He could only move about 5 paces per turn, and everybody else could move about 8 or 10. And so I slowly managed to get him out past like 20 guards. I managed to get another character out past 20 guards. I managed to get the third one right to the exit, but the fourth. So I got the third. First prisoner is out, so then 3 agents. So then the fourth agent, or the third agent rather, couldn't quite make it to the exit. So I spent literally about an hour and a half trying to sneak past about 50 guards, and I got them both. I've got both agents right to the end, right to the exit. And just as I was about, I was like one turn away from being to get into the elevator and escape, suddenly like 5 different, no, actually probably more, like 5 or 6 different guards saw both my characters and just mowed them down. And I lost after like an hour and a half or 2 hours of playing this one level. It was heartbreaking because I spent so long getting them so far across the map. But it's really enjoyable. I wouldn't have spent 2 hours doing it if I didn't enjoy it. So yes, it's like £12 early access on Steam at the moment. Maybe a free playability. Randomly generated maps and all that, so there's loads of mechanics to learn, like power ups and things. So, and there'll be more. So, yeah, I highly recommend that game. And besides that, nope, haven't really been playing anything else. Yep, that's all. So, yep, and now my throat is really dry, and I don't have a drink nearby. So,
pretty much this is going to be the show for this week. I think we'll just end it now. Okay. Because we've done everything we want to talk about anyway. But yeah, I'll do the rest of the stuff. Calvin, you can go if you want to.
I'll hang about till you're finished.
Okay, fine. Well, this is today's podcast. If you want to get in contact with us, you can go on Facebook and find us on the Talk of Rebirth podcast. We're on Twitter, which we don't use. The Otaku Rebirth podcasts, you know, just look up.
I've forgotten the password. I accidentally logged out of it one day and I don't know what the password is.
Really? I'll give you the password again.
Thank you.
Okay. For YouTube or Tokyo Rebirth? Oh, no, not Tokyo Rebirth, for Ari Wrestling.
Ben, there's something. Oh, okay, it's stopped.
Okay.
There's a loud noise.
I am. Stop. And we're stopping. Okay. So, yeah, pretty much Twitter is a Tokyo Rebirth. YouTube is Ari Wrestling. And, yeah, pretty much that's it. If there's any final words you want to say, Colvin?
No, I will. You may, listeners, have two episodes coming if it turns out that I didn't release that other one.
Yes, Colvin.
So, but beyond that, I will try and actually, I'll try and finish Evangelion, maybe, for the next episode, maybe. And I will properly try and catch up with Blue Exorcist because I'm enjoying that. So, yeah, hopefully I'll have slightly more to talk about next time, and I will try and find that link. I will purchase legitimately Psycho Pass for Ben using completely legal and above board methods.
It's called going on to Amazon, stealing the actual DVD itself, and yeah.
I think actually it's on American Netflix. It might only be the sub though.
Will be the dub the one if it's America. But
that. Pretty easy to access American Netflix, actually.
Okay, don't say on here.
It's got nothing to do with the show, so moving on.
Yeah, so yeah, pretty much that is the podcast, and if anyone wants to sponsor us, which you can't, to be honest, like, if you really want to sponsor us, then just buy a DVD and watch it. Support the local anime industry and DVD industry, and yeah, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, and because I got no like my side, like, I got no sound cards or anything. You can hear everything as you hear like the hairdryer going off and ice cream truck. So yeah, so sorry. And Kelvin, we're gonna say farewell. Bye.
Yes.
So take care, guys. Bye.
Echo.
Doot doot.